WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm pumped to dive into something powerful today, the power of gratitude and stoicism. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another self-help episode, hear me out. Gratitude isn't just about being nice or saying thank you. It's a superpower, a mental muscle that can literally shift your entire perspective on life, especially when things get tough. Think about it. Ever felt overwhelmed by stress, anxiety, or just the sheer chaos of everyday life? We all have. But what if I told you there's a way to reframe those feelings to find peace and even joy amidst the storm? That's where gratitude comes in. Stoicism teaches us that we can't control external circumstances, think traffic jams, bad weather, or annoying coworkers, but we can control our reactions to them. And that's where gratitude shines. By focusing on what we have, rather than what we lack, we cultivate a sense of contentment and resilience. It's like building a mental fortress against the negativity that life throws our way. So how does this work? Let's break it down. Here are five key takeaways about the power of gratitude and stoicism. 1. Shifting your focus. Think of your mind like a garden. If you keep watering negativity, complaining, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, those weeds will grow wild. But when you focus on gratitude, you're planting seeds of positivity that blossom into resilience and inner peace. It's about consciously choosing what to give attention to. 2. Recognizing the good. We often get caught up in the what-if game, always chasing something better or wishing for different circumstances. But stoicism reminds us to appreciate the good things we already have: a supportive friend, a delicious meal, the feeling of sunshine on our skin. These seemingly small moments can be incredibly powerful when we truly savor them. 3. Finding strength in adversity. Ever heard the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, stoicism takes that idea further. It teaches us to see challenges not as setbacks, but as opportunities for growth and learning. When we cultivate gratitude even amidst hardship, we find strength and resilience because we recognize the lessons and wisdom hidden within difficult experiences. 4. Cultivating contentment. This is key, guys. Contentment isn't about being complacent or settling. It's about finding satisfaction in the present moment, appreciating what we have, and not constantly chasing after more. It's a powerful antidote to the grass is always greener mentality that so often leaves us feeling dissatisfied. 5. Building stronger connections. Gratitude has a ripple effect. When we express gratitude to others, it strengthens our bonds and fosters a sense of community. It makes us feel more connected and less alone in this crazy world. Think about the last time someone truly made you feel appreciated. How did that make you feel? Now imagine making someone else feel that way with a simple thank you or a heartfelt note. That's the power of gratitude. It creates a positive feedback loop, lifting us all up. Remember those times when things felt overwhelming, like you were drowning in negativity. Maybe you had a tough breakup, lost your job, or faced a challenging health situation. Can you think of any moments where gratitude helped you through those dark times? I know I can. When my grandpa passed away a few years back, I was heartbroken. I was angry, confused, and felt so lost. But amidst the grief, there were moments when I remembered all the love he showed me with his silly jokes, his unwavering support, the way he always made me feel special. Focusing on those memories helped me find a sense of peace and ultimately move forward with gratitude for the time we had together. Here's the bottom line. Gratitude isn't just about being positive, it's about consciously choosing to focus on what's good, even when things are tough. It's about recognizing the blessings in our lives, big and small, and cultivating a sense of contentment that empowers us to face challenges with resilience and grace. So today, challenge yourself to find at least 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything from your morning coffee to a kind gesture from a stranger. Write them down, say them out loud, or simply take a moment to appreciate them. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little dose of gratitude. We all need a reminder that even in the midst of chaos, there's always something to be thankful for. Until next time, keep cultivating that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.